I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Go!
Cuckoo!
Yeah.
We got all the sounds today.
No, just bird sounds. and just a limited few that range in the nasally upper register.
Uh-huh.
No birds like cuckoo.
They're not welcome right now.
Yeah, that guy, he's annoying. He's
just a cuckoo.
A brute.
Hey. We are 2 weeks into June. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because that means the kids have been out of school for almost a month, and that's even more strange. I feel like we just started our summer. Why? Where'd it go?
I don't know. Really?
Where'd
damn, that's weird.
Yeah, they got out May 19th, and it's already, what, the 14th or something?
I don't know. You get out of school for summer break, and then next thing you know, you're 40 and divorced, and your kids hate you. I'm working my way up. I've still got, I'm 32. I've still got 8 years to have some kids and turn them against me.
You got time.
Yeah, I could still reach that goal. Be 40,
yeah.
Divorced and hated by my family. Like, not only does your wife hate you, but your kids, your ex-wife hate you, of course. That's like...
Your ex-wife hate.
That's fine. But your kids, they do too, and that's on you. You did that. Or your wife, but still, you selected her, so, eh. Or she chose you. Or you just got her pregnant, and then the laws required that you stay together.
Whoops.
See, that's what we should do. Whenever people divorce, neither of you get the kids. They go to some gays. Some nice gays who will raise them and to be a good person.
Yeah, way more better. Well, that's the thing. We all have every right to screw up our own kids our own way. That's what
I
you
guess.
Get.
Well, I don't think that is a good... thing to talk about, because do we, like, because then the rest of us have to, we're in a society, this is no longer every tribe for themselves. At a certain point, like, that's what's with the universal health care and education, which we've talked about before, which is like, let's try to focus on keeping the core of polite conduct together, because all we have is an agreement that we're not gonna just punch each other in the face until we're right. Like, so it would be nice.
Well, right is objective. Subjective. Objective.
Injective. Dejective.
No, just objective. No.
Objective.
Yeah, if you can't find the right beginning, just say objective.
I at a certain point, I figured that one out. I still have problems with east and west. North and south, like up and down, that's solid. But east and west, there's some association that doesn't connect
it
itself.
It is funny how there are words or things that, like, each time you say it, like, once you figure it out, you're like, no, I got it now. And then the next time it comes up, you're like, I still get it mixed up. I think that's
I never have the feeling of I got it. When
I'll be like, I won't forget this time.
When I start to experience these loops.
It's a loop.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, I don't got this. No.
I have a couple, and I can't think of them offhand, but there are some where I'm like, dang it. I really don't remember. I'm like...
Yeah. Memory is just such a fleeting... a fleeting feather. Forrest Gump feather. In my in my universe. Where it's like, oh, there it is. Oh, it reached... I don't even see anything.
Was it even here?
It's off somewhere to bless some other story with meaningful cohesion.
Not here to help me.
No, it's done with me. I'm retarded and alone now.
Well, sometimes I'll... no, again.
Yeah, well, hey, you have to make that connection. No one knows what I'm talking about unless you're a bad person, too.
Well, like, Atlantic and Pacific...
Yeah, specific and sublantic.
Sublantic, yeah. All those oceans. Like, I'll get those. I'll be like, wait,
I have no
wait,
idea. But... Can we just... It's, like, all connected, right? Can we just call it the ocean?
The ocean. I know there's some people who are super gifted at geography and history. I can very much state here and now, those are not my strengths. And I would go so far to say that I have some retardation in those areas.
Yeah, I do not put those on like Iron Man as my strong suit.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Those things, people will be like, the Civil War happened before this war. And I'm like, really?
Wrote facts escape our heredity. At least we got so much of mom. I think you and I share that as far as just like memorizing raw data and information and bytes and bits. Just not there. And especially like not there for you, but at least I think you have an emotional memory. I don't even have that. I've got like no
that's
emotional.
Confusing. Yeah.
No random access. It's just like, stuff will be remembered randomly.
It's just no longer there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
that's
and
true.
Important things will be gone. Like, and you can ask friends from years past, like Justin a lot. He'll like, he'll bring up a project that we worked on 2 weeks ago and be like, do you remember the, da, da? I'll be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like literally,
it doesn't
two
mean
weeks
that you're
ago.
Wrong. It just like, means that I don't
no, like,
remember. Yeah,
I'll have physically worked on a project for like a few days, a week, 2 weeks, and then a week later, when you ask me about it, I don't remember it. Like you have to shake my brain a little bit to start to get memories to fall out. Like
oh,
of
for
a memory
sure.
tree.
Well, and the funny thing is, like people, I think they, and this is totally natural, when they'll bring up like a memory or something that you've done with them, and they'll almost be like offended, like that they remembered and you didn't, like you cared less. I don't care less. I just can't remember.
Well,
like,
maybe
please do not take any offense to it whatsoever.
Well, I don't know. It's like other people have a level, like a one-story house of caring and attention.
Okay.
And you know, they're just like, this, and maybe they have a roof that supports weight that they can go out on every
simpler,
now and then.
Simpler, yeah.
And but then what they don't get is that we have, there's a second story, an unfinished attic, and then like a chimney you can climb up and get out of, like above our house. So it's like, they think that like, it's not that we don't care, it's just that we don't spend as much time on the first floor of caring. It's like there's a whole other floor.
But I do care. Like, I okay. You,
well, that's what I'm saying.
I
is
think
that
you legitimately...
There's a whole other floor of caring that we spend all our time organizing, arranging. You come down to the kitchen to get some food, to hang out in the mm-hmm. lounge area, mm-hmm. you know, to chillax with all the people where the public area, there might be a little party raging, some coked out whores, you know, passed out.
Oh my, that's a different house.
They're fine. They're fine. They're partying and they're fine. They have no deed yet.
Not in my house.
No, no.
This is... No. Yes.
Not
this is
my house.
Yes. Come on in. Do some coke.
Oh.
Get some coke off these passed out whores. Yes.
Oh, my.
I could really expand on that character. But no, so then we come down and we just don't, like, there's only so much human time for all of us. And since we have access to the second floor, we spend more time up there. And then we come down to care, the requisite amount, but that never is enough, because people, like, what they want is to, you know, like be in a dance of hanging out and then hanging out back, and then like I ask you to hang, and then you, like, they want you, like, it's just got to be equal, or you've got to have lower self-esteem and then be less equal. It's just got to match. The esteems have to match.
That's true. That's very true. But here's the thing, it never means that I don't, it never ever means that I don't care, but people really, it's kind of like if you either have a sense of humor or you don't. If you don't understand why someone wouldn't find something funny, like they could literally just be so dry. But it's like if someone doesn't operate on the same stratosphere, not that we're more or less of a stratosphere, it's just a different one, that's how we operate. Like, that's why I think so many people trust me with their secrets and things, their stories, because I forget them. I don't mean to forget them, and it's not that they don't matter to me, but once I've helped you or talked you through it, like, it doesn't stick anymore. Like, it's gone.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's very temporary. There's probably an unknown quality to yourself also that allows people to connect with and approach you with those stories,
it's gone. Like, well, it's like people will say, like, remember when this...
You're giving, like, it's there's, that's one of, like, a triad or something of traits, I would argue. Like,
oh, absolutely. But when they bring in me the information, yeah, but they'll, like, later they'll reference, like, remember, you know, because
I understand.
And I'll look at them and I'll go,
point taken, that But you've said that's the reason that, and I do agree that's one of the reasons they come to you. But yeah, one of the few is all I'm saying.
That's true.
and also that you burden yourself with that with, and the reason I said that, you burden yourself with an openness to those people. And if you don't mind, it's fine. I, with the same sort of brain pathways as you, I despise that.
I know.
People bugging me. And that's why it is possible to be, if you're very much more selective, a lot of people will call it being an asshole. I call it being selective.
You're good at it.
With your associations.
Yeah.
Then I come across the select few folks who operate on a wavelength similar to mine, like the John Clarksons.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I only know one of him, so I'm not sure why there'd be plural.
So many and they're so different.
Now there's two, and one of them's probably evil, and I gotta choose between them, and I'm holding this laser gun.
Oh, no!
And they both have
blue
goatees.
Wire or green wire?
What do I do? One of the
goatees
has frosted tips, and I don't know if that's evil or not.
It might just be bad decision making.
Yeah, bad decision. Well, that doesn't
seem
mean
like he's
John.
Evil.
But yeah, you have a select few friends that I don't know. I'm much more selective because I've learned that most people like they have the same issues and they're a bore. They're rather droll, really.
Well, I do sometimes attribute. I wonder if I can attribute it to the fact that we do think so, like, quick and rapid fire, and our brains are constantly going forward, that it's hard to stop and go back to, remember stuff. Not because I don't care, again, because my brain just keeps going forward so fast.
It's more than forward. It's an impeller of understanding. Like, it's... Mom's misfires. Can I just say, Mom, if you're listening to this, 90 to 95% of the time that you try to complete my thought, you are incorrect, and you have never picked up on that fact. Never. Never. She'll, I'll literally be going somewhere, and I've made note, and I always add to the log 90 to 95% of the time.
Please
she'll try to finish
down.
My thought, and she'll go in a completely opposite direction, because we have impellers. For logic, logic impellers for brains.
Mm-hmm,
mom has one, but it misfires. But with the with dad in there in our brains,
in our
you
dinner.
Actually you see where someone's going, and 90% of the time you're right. And so it's not that you're getting it as it's you've actually already looked down the road, and you're seeing. So you're only confirming. You're not getting it. You're confirming what you've already extrapolated. And that's why it appears so quick, and that's why it seems like we have an agenda, because it seems like we've been thinking about it.
Last
half second to second.
Well, that's why, literally, when I'm either helping people or even just talking to people, they'll say, "Wait, what did you just say?" And I'll go, "I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm only looking forward."
I think that's common to folks, to ramble and to not know. But usually, folks, it's not quite as put together. I don't want to give ourselves
Can we just talk about how genius we are right now?
So awesome, but no, I think that it just happens to, to strike people more often in the face.
Mine is very much with a purpose, and I know that what I'm saying makes sense and is either helpful or cohesive. I do understand that. But, if you ask me, the wonderfully structured sentence that I just said, I cannot tell you. I don't know. They're like, yeah, exactly that. What was that? And I'm like, I don't know. But then the other 80% of the time, I just drool on myself.
Yeah, same.
Just kidding.
Except
I drool on myself and pet my cats.
Yeah, that's attractive.
Hey guys!
You just become a cartoon supervillain, just paralyzed, blinking commands to your minions and petting your cat.
Oh my gosh! I could literally, my felines. I know you love your felines. Our felines. I love that we ended up with two cats, and mom and dad have two cats, but we have one.
Dad doesn't seem stoked about the two cats.
I
talked to mom, and I know that I got her, what's his nose?
Nova.
Nova. But that should have been, because the deal was she could get a cat when she cleaned up the house. And then I found Nova, and then she kind of used that. She kind of slipped in just automatically, because it was either a hassle with getting rid of him or just adopt him, and he was a very nice cat. So he just kind of made his way in there,
made his way into their hearts.
In an act of... mom's got so much on her plate. I wish that we could get the house cleaned up too, just to be because kind of it's not fair, because now there's cats and the house is a mess, and it's just
I know, but I guess dad did say that because Nova was a, he was a busy boy and he kept trying to like scratch and bite and play.
Yeah.
That dad was like, he might need a playmate because he gets bored.
And you should always hear, like, I've heard the back and forth a few times. Which is where mom's like, your father said that we should get. And he's like, I said, we might need a cat.
Another cat.
And it's like, wow, you guys are
definitely
married.
Oh, that's all the permission mom needs, though. I mean, truly.
Well, that is like, I mean, if you, yeah, exactly. You bring it up in passing and then she'll make a mountain of a molehill. But I mean, to be fair, it is true. And I think it probably is helping dad out, but.
It is, yeah. Because now Nova just relaxes and lays down. He doesn't play anymore. He plays with
Lady Violet. It's not twice the poop. It's 1.5 times the poop right now to clean up.
I know, because Lady Violet's so little, tiny.
Yeah, she's a tiny cat.
Did you see how little she was when Mom first brought her? Oh, my goodness.
Like, not the...
I guess she's, like, teenagering now. Like, kind of, like, little.
Mom? Oh, yeah. I forgot. This is something that I specifically... And I'm glad I remembered because I would have hated myself if like, we're talking exactly about it. Mom... The last three kittens that she's interacted with, like, I think it was my two cats, it was Lady Vi, and then there's another kitten in there somewhere, I feel like. She always says about each one.
Yeah, she rescued one. Remember the one that went to someone at work?
So that's probably it, too. That's the other one. She was like, every time, it just looks like a little miniature cat. It's like a tiny cat.
she did not say that.
She says it, meaning that it like the proportions or something like that. But then like then I said, Mom, at a certain point you have to. That's just what kittens look like. They just look like little baby cats. Because they are. Like, what the hell?
I think she's just as struck about the miniaturization of things as I am. Because, like, babies don't look like people. They look like babies, but they're small.
Yeah.
And then,
exactly.
But kittens look like miniature. They're just so fresh.
And that's what I mean. But that's the difference between baby cats and baby people is that baby cats look like little cats.
Yeah.
Like, or look more like little cats. Because when you start to remark, it's like, all of these shirts are blue. Like every single shirt, how are these all? They're just blue. They're blue shirts.
Anybody else?
I don't know what
I love
color
this interaction for you specifically because you were just over here so like Mom. Oh my gosh, what? It's exactly what it is. Like your frustration makes it so much better.
We should have had a camera on this lunch yesterday because
I was high strung.
She was talking about the lament configuration that I'm trying to print, which I'm successfully printing it as we're sidcasting.
Hey.
I realized I had to scale it up to get the final level of detail. It was too detailed at such a small size to print properly. But she kept bringing it up and momming it up in mom fashion. Like I saw your cube. You printed that.
Printing cubes.
And I was like she was on the ball. She just wasn't verbalizing it.
Sometimes she does do that. Yeah, she doesn't quite. Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, well, I've been printing that cube for like a week and a half. So I was already kind of fired up about it because like, yeah, I'm working on the cube. What? I'm pissed at.
Geez, Mom.
Well,
thanks for bringing it up.
I tried to clarify, like, to you, it's kind of a novelty on the internet, but to me, imagine, like, I'm toiling with this thing, so when
up
the cube, I got some feelings about it. So, and then I tried to calm down, and I was like, you mean this picture? She's like, yeah, that's the one. I was like, yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
There were like five or six of those.
I saw this cat video the other day.
This is the same lunch where I was ignoring the waiter, and she's coming in with cat videos, and just like barely like just skimming. She's just skipping like a stone across everybody's ongoings and it's like
do you even care?
I am in the pits of insanity when I'm working on like this is how people go insane is by dealing with these issues for too long. Like if you sit there and if you calibrate a 3D printer for too many years and decades in a row, you will go insane.
Yeah, and this is before we even have years with 3D printers. So just wait.
Well, everybody had like printers and cotton gins and slavery. You know, had to really tinker with slavery and it would drive you mad. It was more trouble than it's worth, almost.
Oh, goodness.
not quite. Economically speaking, it was a boon. I'm trying to not go insane, but Mom makes it difficult.
She She makes it better.
She makes it more entertaining. That's why we need to get a camera, I'm saying. Like, the crime that we're committing here is by not recording all of this.
We're not
recording all of that. We're literally recording this right now.
Right, that's the worst.
I hope.
Well, yeah. We can only hope that we might be. Well, when we come in a couple weeks, when we go to lunch, we should just record the whole thing because we just need to capture Mom.
I need to make sure to place the mic slightly an inch or two above table level and not sitting on the table because there's going to be a lot of fist banging, a lot of, you know, just, yeah. Damn it, Mom.
No. No.
That's not
no.
what I'm talking about. Like, I would like to just get, like, a mini
reactions
sensor.
Each time
I'm gonna,
are the best.
I'm going to get a little mini sensor, put it on the table, and just record fist pumps.
Yeah.
And then take that to my doctor and be like, is this a problem? Well, first off, have a doctor.
Yes, you should have one. Yes.
Yeah, have a doctor, then take that to him and be like, is this how frustrated I should be at a lunch with my family on a nice day?
And truth be told, I don't think your life is that hard. But
I'm just talking to my parents. I'm getting angry.
I can't talk to my parents. Well, to be fair, you're easy to light up. Like, it's like I got the flint and I got the... It is pretty fun. We could poke at you just for fun, to get you riled up, but...
Peltier.
Mom does it, but doesn't know that she's doing it.
Peltier sensor, I think it's called. Peltier,
is it?
I believe.
Oh, look at you.
If it is or is not, all it is, I think, a pressure... Some of them are pressure-sensitive sensor that's used in, like, electronic drums and anything where you'd probably... Maybe certain pedometers and things. Anything where you need to record a pulse, either just binarily or with a gradation of sensation.
This is...
No.
We are gradation of sensation! It's a bit of a mouthful! Yeah! Yeah!
That'd be a good song name, Gradation of Sensation.
Yep.
There you go.
Easy to say.
Yeah. It's technical and hot.
So hot. Like your teeth.
Because it's a thermal barrier, so it's hot.
Precisely.
But it gradually becomes colder.
Amazing. Are you drinking coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Nice. Is it a pour over?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so sleek. I asked, but we kind of glazed over it. Have you been to a pool yet? Have you gone swimming in this hot, hot weather?
Have you even gone swimming?
We went to the pool, and it was super fun. It was crowded, but it felt great. And I have a really cute swimsuit, so I was excited to get to wear it. I got it in Miami.
I has not swam at all yet.
Because you're single and don't...
Yeah, I could just creep it up. No, I would like to go float rivers and lakes and things.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
I like to float down stuff, if anything. But then, I don't know, people... that's why I need, like, a girlfriend... or something.
Nice.
I'm on my way.
She's headed for you right now.
That was like an oxymoron of statements.
I know.
Involuntary statements.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, my coffee's not even carbonated. Where did that come from?
Jesus.
What are you drinking? Coffee like a whale? Just open up your mouth, breathe, and swallow at the same time. Yeah. And just dump it over your face. No. Pleasant. I need a girlfriend. No burp.
No burp.
Someone who I can get along well with, who I can go out to these places. Because I'd like to go, but I don't want to go alone, but I don't want to go with people either. This is a problem.
And there is a little package idea of exactly Jason condensed into one tiny
statement. That's like one of those introvert memes, but without all the pomp and circumstance of trying to put it a cool way that people want to read.
Yeah, exactly. And then nobody wants to read it.
I mentioned, by the way, just for posterity and facility. I'm going to take a picture of this extra schnoz on my schnoz.
Okay.
This is it. Which, by the way, I guess in in Sibcast time, I will have had this for a week and a half now. If you're listening to this and not paying attention to any timestamps, but here we go. All right, actual picture being taken live. I'm gonna look at the lens, and with anger.
So lucky. Nice. we'll be. Oh gosh.
No, that's a good picture. That's epic. Okay. All right.
That's gonna be good. Well, we're gonna be home in a couple weeks, and you can go swimming with us at Grandma Sherry's pool. Remember all the amazing things we've done over there? That's gonna be so great. Because you get to mess with your nieces and nephews and throw them and toss them and stuff. Yeah,
like some of them are still small enough. I can probably pitch them pretty far into or outside of the pool, one way or the other.
Well, like the one time we had the moon, we tried to have you like catch it. Like, remember you kept jumping?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tried to, like, and then you had your awesome pool face.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm gonna redo that. It's gonna be epic.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can get like a tandem going on. I feel like I was the only one doing that, but we should probably do like everybody jumping in silly poses.
Yes.
Because it's fun.
It is fun. We could do like a train of people trying to do the same thing at the same time. It's just so much fun capturing like in air moments. It's just so it's really fun.
Think about it. For a while, people were just like, we crawled out of the water. Some monkey, fish, frog.
Yep,
crawled out of the water, and then for a while we were probably scared of it because we were like, what's going on in there? I mean, we got deer and buffalo roaming and all this.
I'm pooping different now. Yeah.
And then we can we'll eat all this, and then at a certain point we were like, well, let's get some fish out of there and stuff. Let's go back to the ocean. Let's start getting crap out of there. You know there's protein in there? Let's get all that. And then we did that for a while, and now we're just like, well, we kind of like the ocean. But I don't like going in the ocean. So now let's bring the ocean, let's like bring a version of it like in my house. And then let's keep it clean. And it would be super yucky if there were like anything living in there. So let's kill everything. Mm-hmm. But I just like the water part.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's good.
That's very good.
It's just kind of a little nice. So at some point, like, is the ocean going to build like people houses in itself? I don't know where I'm thinking with this, but it just seems, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, what kind of coffee are you drinking?
It is laced with magic. There's just a bottle of magic that
beans.
I found.
Yeah.
Murder beans. Magic murder beans.
Magic murder beans, that's right.
Yep.
Well, are you excited that we're coming into town?
Yeah, I am. That'll be fun times.
Yeah, because you actually get to talk to your... We'll have to do some kid casts.
Yeah, we'll have to publish some.
Oh, yeah,
like I've only got, like, one episode published. I got that second one that I don't think I ever got the... I think I asked a few times if it was cool to publish, and I don't think
Leah just sent
ago,
me the audio.
I did. I did.
Yeah, again.
my mistake. You have to keep... you have to try, like four times. It's probably, like, the fourth time I might follow through.
Yeah, that's... Maybe. I wish I could be like, hey, but I can't.
You know how the saying goes, the fourth time is sometimes the charm.
The fourth time is less than five, but more than three a charm.
Yeah, it is a number between three and five, the charm.
The charm. Okay, so you don't have a girlfriend?
No.
Aw.
No. Getting closer, but no. There's just not a lot to... Hey, I'm getting better at talking to people and like, you know, not being weird. Like I said, the self-esteem thing helped a lot.
Figuring out your esteem?
I'm able to actually connect to humans now at the tender age of 32.
What was the unlocking force? What was
you
it
have
that
no
got
idea.
You?
Like, if I am to... It was so difficult to build that bridge. It was like...
I know!
To compare it to 3D printing, it was like a bunch of failed attempts at spanning a gap where it's just like there's a bunch of melting and stringing... and a lot of just improper extrusions, and
very improper,
and starting over, and this is what when people tell me I'm not crazy makes me go insane, because it's like, if I'm not crazy, then why does everything not work the same way in my brain for normal interactions as everybody
else?
And
like we were saying previously, I don't believe you're crazy. I think crazy are people who literally have lost it. You haven't lost it. You're actually very grounded and with it, but but you are weird, and I'm weird. And it was funny because even the other day, I realized that that is in our vernacular. Like, we don't call each other weird. We're like, hey, you're weird. But, like, when we talk here as a family, they're like, Mom, someone, you know, said blah, blah, blah. This was weird. I was like, well, we are. Like, I'm totally going to own it. I go, you guys are weird because you're different. People don't understand different, but it's exciting to be different because when it comes down to it, we're the people that keep it interesting and do more stuff. Like, it's fun. We're more entertaining, if nothing else. And we're not normal. But I entirely embrace that. And I make sure that my kids don't think of it as a bad thing, because I don't think it's a bad thing. Weird yeah. isn't bad. It's just, it's more, it's less normal. And I never want to be normal. And none of my kids are normal. So I hope that would be the disappointment. It's like, not if they were gay, if they were normal. I'd be like, oh no, what have you done?
Matter of fact, you kind of push them toward gay, if anything. It's like, if nothing else, just be gay. You know, it's really kind of set you apart. So don't worry about that. Mama won't judge you for that.
No judgment. Just don't be normal.
You don't have to be gay, really, if you think about it. Just, you know, be flexible. You know?
Ultimately, it's whatever is different is what's applauded. Like, that is. That's what people are like, yes, that was so cool. Like, that's, people aren't like, yay, we found another normal person doing the exact same thing as everybody else. Let's talk about them now. No, that's boring as crap. That's
stupid, and you're stupid.
Yes. David.
Well, mediocre has become a bad word, and I think it's because...
What'd you say? You said a wordy dirt.
It's because I think, interestingly, I just had this thought. I think mediocre has become a bad word in the same way the special interest group of intelligent people or of above mm-hmm. average mm-hmm. intelligence people mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. squeak loud enough to make, like, they're like, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. If gay people represent 4 to 5% of the population, but that wheel squeaks so loudly that it takes up more than 50% of our conversation, then if smart people represent 5 to 10% of the population generously, mm-hmm. then maybe the idea that mediocre people being mediocre is a bad thing is actually a product of that vocal mm-hmm. minority of smart people. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's actually, unfortunately, smart people who are it has to be, actually, to think about it, that they're
now
the ones
that perpetuating. I keep thinking out loud,
they're
with
the
my
ones
mouth.
Perpetuating yeah. the notion that mediocrity is a bad thing.
Well, we need the mediocrity.
That's why I don't like the term sheeple. This is kind of my battle against it, is when someone yeah. calls people sheeple, it's like, well, that's how human beings work. Like, 90% of people operate in sort of a herd mentality. So,
well,
if you're
we need them to fill
that,
the jobs that we don't want to do.
Yeah, and not overthink things, because too many cooks in the kitchen, you get yourself some poison shrimp.
Well, and what I'm saying is, I guess in that context, I should clarify. Like, if my kids were normal, that would be cool. Like, if maybe like one of them. But what I see is uniqueness and weirdness, and I want to cultivate that. I love that. I want them to be proud of not being like everybody else. But if one of my kids, you know, ends up, they're like, I like being exactly the way I am, and that's the way they're meant to be, then I can't be mad at that.
Being,
like, that's,
proud, if you think about it, it's a lack of fear of something that doesn't exist. Like, yeah. And not in the way that sounds initially. It's like, if you don't see this in the world, not being afraid to put it in the world. And that's sort of that be yourself mentality, which is, yeah, maybe you're playing a guitar and it sounds like you're trying to play it like your favorite band, but it doesn't sound the same. Well, that's because it doesn't exist yet. So don't be afraid of that.
Yeah.
Keep going into it. And it works in every regard. Any endeavor that the human mind can apply itself, there are unknown, like, that's kind of the challenge. It's almost like space, a model of space in every regard. Like, are you brave enough to go out into the vacuum of a place where you don't know if you're going to survive this experience?
Yeah.
And in
yeah.
a sense, with your, you know, it's not as deadly when you're exploring ideas, but maybe your idea will be crushed and you will have to rehabilitate your thinking. And the harder you think and the more you push yourself. So, and I think that as we prolong our development, that only gets more complex and more involved and more devastating when it fails. Like, you've got, like, we already have scientists whose entire careers, like, science is one where you spend your entire career proving yeah. a point and then it's proven wrong. And then that's devastating. Like, you've used the wholeness of your intelligence and your focus, wasting your time, basically. In one way, like, you could look at it as the same way if I didn't print any of these things, these cubes I'm trying to print, if I just failed and never printed a successful
one. Yeah,
you're
working on those cubes.
Well, just the mere fact of exercising and trying to do it is the success itself of becoming better.
Exactly.
And
it's the journey, not the destination.
If I were to move my focus away from this object, I could actually change that energy to something else. But I think that one function of our humanity that's too set in its ways is the ego that doesn't let you change courses. Like, if you're the 70-year-old scientist, and part of it is biology. If you're 70-year-old, your brain doesn't change as easily as it used to. So you might just be physically incapable of agreeing that you
were
wrong.
That's why you get the gum.
You get the gum, and that's mixed with socio-political connections. And yeah, that's why we get corrupt older folks. And I think that that's an aspect of conservatism that isn't inherent, just inhabited inherited rather from the current system, the way things evolved. The people, if you think about it, if you went back 100, 200, 500,000 years ago and changed a little switch, like a railroad switch here or there, we'd be looking a lot different. We'd be shaped different. We'd be talking different. There have been, like, just as easily as you go out and buy some groceries and drop eggs and break a few, like, just as accidentally and incidentally and purposefully and unpurposefully that happened, is how our politics happened and how inconsequential each thing is. It's a personal decision that's. And this is why robots once again deserve the planet, because we're so clumsy and so undeliberate. Like, our politics and culture is so random and meaningless. The things we talk about, the level we're at, it's so random. We do not let facts and information dictate our course. It's always like emotions and people and feelings and abstraction. And that's why you got like Kardashians, you got lying politicians. It's like, why is it the mediocre? And here I am. I'm the guy. I'm the one who, when I find out that mediocre people drop the ball by and large, then I become the one squeaking that wheel. Son of a bitch.
Oh, no. You've turned into what you hate.
Yeah.
You're so good at it.
Yep.
Well, that's okay. As long as we're having fun, right?
Yeah, as long as you're jamming out and having a good time and
getting laid.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah, getting laid.
That's on purpose, that is.
Yeah, when it's on purpose, it's good, I guess. But, you know.
Not again.
Damn it.
Damn it. I'm about to put my neck is super sore. I'm getting swole. And,
wait, the phone just broke way up. What did you say?
Cool. I'm very sore from getting swole.
Oh.
And so I'm trying to put. Have you ever tried those electro. What are they called? Let me see. Excuse me. Electrotherapy pain relief. Or it like zaps you. Have you done that?
No.
Oh.
Sounds like a smart thing to do.
It's pretty cool. It like.
Could I. So, like getting tased? Is that.
Yes! Well, I don't do like level 15. I do like level.
That would be awesome if they had that on like walking machines and stuff. Workout machines. If there was, you could set your tase level to like, what level of man are you? All right, set your tase to 15 and work out while you're being electrocuted.
Well, Anthony, when he first got it, he got it for Christmas and he tried it out on like his stomach or something.
Yeah.
And he got, there's 15 levels and he got to level 14.
Level 14.
We got video of him. We got video of him like, like he was probably close to get without like the big setup for like contractions. Woo! It's weird because it makes your face freeze up. But my neck is so sore. I need electrotherapy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that robots, again, when they do take over the planet, they'll have the Vulcan touch. That made-up touch where you can just like touch somebody on their neck and like their shoulder a little bit and they just pass out.
Yeah.
I don't think that's real.
Oh.
But robots will be able to do that because they'll just tase you. They'll just like touch you anywhere. They'll go to shake your hand and tase the crap of you and then rip your arm off.
Aww.
They can do whatever. Drones and robots are coming, and arm yourself or else they'll disarm you.
They will disarm you.
Either way, they'll disarm you.
Is it going to be a lot like Terminator? Yeah, is that as you see it?
Yeah, not a lot different. Terminator mixed with iRobot, probably more racial diversity.
And the movie, there are two robots.
What? The movie what?
The cartoon movie, Robots.
Robots.
Yeah, where...
You mean with... Oh, with the little gizmos?
Yeah, they can, like,
build each other.
Well,
it wasn't a cartoon movie, but...
No, it was.
It was?
I'm talking about the movie Robots. Have you ever seen cartoon movie Robots?
Oh, Robots.
You probably haven't. It's so fucking cute. He builds his son and stuff.
Oh, that. Yeah, I was thinking of the one with the little flying... Whoa, thunder. Little flying gizmos that show up.
Holy crap, that was thunder?
That was thunder.
That was amazing. We had some of that yesterday, not a lot. That was a good one. You're going to have that on your audio. Yay!
Oh, it's been thunderous. Batteries not included was the one I was thinking, which was not the same title, but it sounded like it would be named Robots. But it was one of those silly little, like Short Circuit and all those futuristic tinkering. Like, basically, these people are building little flying 3D printers or the like. It's like just next level technology. I want to watch this movie again, though. Batteries not included. It looks...
Is
I forgot how adorable
Johnny
it was.
Is that Johnny Five?
No, that's Short Circuit.
Oh.
Batteries not included is the one with the little tiny flying robots that I think replicate. I think one of them has a baby sometime in it. It's weird. Like, it's not like it just makes another robot. I think it just, like, comes out of the other robot. I'm not sure. I might have made that up. Maybe I made that up.
Maybe.
Entirely. Maybe this movie exists. I don't know.
Not even sure now. That's okay. Well, so robots. So, are robots, they're not going to have emotion. They're just going to be super, like, computerific, right?
They will not have emotions that they use, but they will have emotions like... blood, maybe.
Like destroy.
No, they'll have emotion. No, emotions like blood. It will be a sort of loose collection, liquid, ethereal, something like that. Because that's like that. They'll use emotion to power, like as a conduit. But they require human souls. Within their machinery in order to actually get signals efficiently. As it turns out, the most efficient way to get a signal, electronic signal, is through a human soul.
Did not know that.
Human feeling, at the speed of feeling.
Long as it's not the speed of memory, because they'd never get you.
No, they would just, talk about Short Circuit. Johnny Five is, it escapes Johnny Five currently what he is. Something!
Hey! Oh, now I want to go watch that. Which one were you going to... Wait, Batteries not included. Which characters? What's the storyline?
I don't remember. It's a bunch of tiny robots flying around.
Oh.
Saw it when we were little.
Yeah, because you're making, like, robots. So what is it you're making? What is your cube that you're toiling over?
Have I not gone over that? It's the Lament configuration.
Oh, yeah, you did.
What?
Maybe you did. I don't know.
I think I did. It's the cube from Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah. I never knew what it was called.
And I designed up my own one all purdy-like, and I've encountered a lot of technical differences.
In attempting to
construct this behemoth. And that's what I mean. Like, you know, even if I stopped trying to print this cube now, which I was about to last night before I discovered that printing it larger solved the rest of the problems I was having that I couldn't account for, that even if I didn't successfully print it, I learned a lot.
That's another
thing. Okay, so two things. I saw an article on the internet the other day that was advice from three printing experts, quote unquote, like the nine things they would recommend. So three things from each guy. And they were all pretty much no duh for the most part. Like, a lot of it was like, get really good at calibrating your Z-axis. Calibrate your bed. It's like, I've been doing this for a week and a half, 2 weeks, and I know that. One thing that I would like to put into the posterior of history.
What?
Oh, shoot. I think I lost.
Call. Hey, Shalosh? Can we talk on this now?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
That worked. So
I'm going to hang this up.
Okay, cool. So the 1555551.
Yes.